The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The face-off that has gone viral between a drum-beating elder and a Catholic teen have many people wondering whether this was an encounter that was random or it was set up or staged by political activists. Covington Catholic High School has canceled classes today due to security concerns, and Jill Hamlin was a chaperone on the field trip. She tells Fox News how things all went down before the cameras started rolling.
We were all just gathered on the steps. We had obviously heard the horrific insults that were thrown at our children by the Black Hebrew Israelites, mm-hmm. and the boys were gathered on the steps, and they, I don't know why Nathan Phillips chose Nick Sandman.
Hamlin also says a group of protesters with the Black Hebrew Israelites also stirred the pot.
Well, we were standing there, and we looked, and all of a sudden they turned their attention to our group, and they were screaming horrible, horrible things that I will not repeat to our children, to children, not adults. They were screaming them at children. This continued, and the boys asked if they could do one of their school cheers because they wanted to drown out the hatred that was being said to them.
Right.
And one of our teachers said it was okay for them to do their cheer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, it's up to you to open the government.
To reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers, ahead of DACA recipients, ahead of border security, and ahead of stable and predictable government funding. Is that really a price that Democrats want to pay to prolong this episode, which they say they want to be over and done with?
Pelosi's response?
Open up government.
The Supreme Court ruled that the Pentagon can start enforcing a Trump administration's order to limit transgender military service while the issue plays out in lower courts. The Supreme Court will probably not get the case until sometime next year. And the week-long teacher strike in Los Angeles is over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. This program is on every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have a wonderful guest today. I'd like to introduce you to him. Frank Clark is a pharmacist with a mission. Would you say
several
that?
Several missions.
He has several missions, and he doesn't remember me, but I've known him for a long time, and I've always been impressed by the fact that, my son is a pharmacist. He's been in pharmacy he graduated in 2010 from pharmacy school, but pharmacists are special people.
Well, thank you.
And I know from personal experience, your job is to help people.
That's why I got into it.
It's a grueling education to go through initially. There's an awful lot you have to learn, and I was always impressed by by that and the fact that the people, if they can't pass their tests, they don't get to be pharmacists. I mean, it's real cut and dry.
Either
do it or you don't. Yeah. And so you're one, obviously, who made it, and you've been a pharmacist for a long time. And I don't, how many years, actually?
Since 1976.
Is that so?
Yeah, okay. Coming up, what's that, 44 years?
Yeah, it's a long time. Yeah. So that's a lot of pills over the dam.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people I talk to, and that's where the learning experience continues.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you contacted me because of some concerns and interests that you have, and I'm equally as interested in and concerned as you are about the topic that we're going to be discussing today. So I'm going to move right into our discussion, and we got a late start here today because of this technology is so complicated. So I'm so glad that you're here. I assume you can see yourself on the video there. You can see yourself. Okay. And Frank actually contacted me. You contacted me about wanting to share information about your concerns. So in a nutshell, I'm going to ask you why you do what you do, but what is your primary concern and why are you here today?
Yes. So as you know, we have a world crisis, but especially in this country, called the opiate crisis, because for a brief period of time, pharmaceutical companies kind of gave carte blanche to doctors to write for what is now considered, I know that they're more responsible, at the time they didn't realize it was, but is excessive amounts of opiates for excessive duration of time to patients, and the consequences we're beginning to feel now, that maybe greater measures should have been taken to limit the number of opiates that people got and the duration that they have them for. So now opiate addiction is causing deaths in over 40,000 Americans a year, rivaling deaths due to alcohol, 66,000 a year. So this is a problem. This is a problem. I propose that because three patients approached me and told me that they got off of opiate addiction by resorting to street marijuana. This was before the ATACs, the alternative treatment centers that New Jersey calls their marijuana dispensaries, medicinal marijuana dispensaries. They were able to get off of opiate addiction by using medicinal marijuana, which has THC. And now it also has cannabidiol, which is interesting because cannabidiol is not psychoactive and comes from the hemp plant, which is a variant of cannabis sativa that also produces marijuana, the other variant, which is high in THC but also has CBD. They were using the street marijuana, which has both, and the cannabidiol will blunt the effect of THC, making you less high, but allowing the THC stimulation of CB1 receptors in the brain, which is what gets you high, to last longer. There's also effect on the CB2 receptors in the body. And it's not just opiate addiction that the medicinal cannabis is good for. There was a young girl who, months after she was born, had a 30-minute seizure, Charlotte Figge. By age 2, she had cognitive impairment and autistic symptoms. By age 3, she was wheelchair-bound, and by age 5, they had to put her in a medical coma and had a do not resuscitate order because she was having 300 grand mal seizures a week.
Oh, goodness.
So they grandfather heard of a canine variant of marijuana that was used by another child that had the similar severe form of epilepsy. This is called Dravet syndrome. They used it on her, and she had zero seizures the following week. So they went to Stanley Brothers in Colorado, which produces a form of medicinal cannabis that's very high in CBD, cannabidiol, the non-psychoactive component, very low in THC, which is psychoactive, but in a 20 or 30 to 1 ratio, so you can see you're not going to be very high, for lack of a better word. And this allowed her to go to school. She's in school today. She gets 2 to 3 seizures a month when nothing else would work. So I see a great avenue for us to deal with opiate addiction by using the medicinal health benefits of the right ratio of CBD to THC and medicinal cannabis to help our opiate-addicted patients.
Okay. So before we started the program today, Frank and I had a chance to talk about what we were going to talk about. And because this program is entitled Teachable Moments in Business, I'd like to connect what somebody's doing with some business tactics and strategies. And so what you've really just explained is you're the vision that that you have based on what you've been observing, and you have a vision for wanting to help people. So that kind of moves us into the next step, which would be your mission.
Yeah.
And once we talk about the mission, we have to talk about what are the objectives, what are you going to do, and what are your goals? Because I think it's important to have goals with everything we do. We can't just launch a project or a program. I do a lot of consulting for small business owners who launch a business without a goals, without a game plan. So I'm going to kind of lead you. This would be the way that I'm kind of leading you to speak about your ideas and things that you have done so far, what you'd like to do, mm-hmm. and I'll be asking you for giving your phone number and your contact information to the listeners. We will have a break here in a little bit, but I'll let you know when that's time when we have the breaks to hear some of our sponsors who are very important for keeping this whole program going. But this is a podcast that can be listened to through the a link through the Chamber of Commerce. So we also are live right now on Facebook, on Teachable Moments in Business, a Facebook page. So I'm going to throw the ball back in your court until I give you the signal for sponsors.
Absolutely, yes. They deserve their say. Somebody stop me.
Yeah.
But, okay, so here was my vision. In states like New York, Delaware, and Pennsylvania, at these medicinal dispensaries, I think they do it better than we're doing it in New Jersey. First of all, they have pharmacists, healthcare professionals, counseling people on the use of CBD, again, the non-psychoactive part, and THC, the psychoactive part, to avoid drug-condition interactions, and to be aware of the routes of administration, the advantages and disadvantages. And we don't have pharmacists doing that here in New Jersey.
Hmm.
We have people going to a dispensary, any one of six so far, there's six more coming on board, and they get the flowers, which looks like street marijuana, and they go home, and what do? Do they smoke it? Now, there's a machine out there called the Magical Butter Machine, which you can use coconut oil or butter oil and extract CBD from it. For that matter, you could extract the THC, too, and use it for cooking or putting under your tongue. But at the same time, there's no patient history taken. For example, if somebody has a family history, especially first generation of schizophrenia, THC can aggravate that. If people have a family history of psychosis, THC can aggravate that.
Wow.
But in the right ratio, yeah. CBD will treat psychosis and will prevent the exacerbation of schizophrenic symptoms.
So it seems logical to have a pharmacist involved in these programs here in the state, because the pharmacist, you understand the interaction of drugs and different medical conditions.
Exactly.
That a person on the street wouldn't have a clue about.
Exactly. Now, CBD taken under the tongue allows it to be absorbed buccally, and it goes directly into the bloodstream, and it doesn't get the first pass metabolism in the liver. If you swallow it with edibles or any other way, it goes down the digestive tract, goes to the liver, and undergoes metabolic degradation using an enzyme system called the cytochrome P450 enzyme system, which is responsible for metabolizing 60% of today's pharmaceuticals, among them drugs like warfarin, Coumadin is the brand name, which is a blood thinner and has a narrow therapeutic index to begin with. And here now you've got cannabidiol playing with the enzyme system that deals with Coumadin. And so your enzyme system's going foot to foot, and you have very important levels of this anticoagulant that need to be maintained that are now disrupted.
Wow.
So that's just one case where a pharmacist would be important, and where patient intake and knowing what drugs are taking are important for these interactions.
Huh. That's fascinating.
It is.
My goodness.
Benzodiazepines are another big, and kind of in an unorthodox fashion, some anti-seizure drugs, pharmaceutically produced, that are good for treating seizures, their effect can actually be compromised by cannabidiol and THC, which are used independently to treat seizures, because they can interfere with their metabolism, either increasing it or decreasing it. It's really a tangled web.
It sounds like it. It sounds overwhelming to me, as not having a clue about these things. I'm going to break here for several of our sponsors, and I'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. Name of my company is Rossmore Mentoring Group, and I like to interview business owners and entrepreneurs and people who are passionate about what they do. And my guest today is Frank Clark, and he is no exception to all of that. So you've been a pharmacist for over 40 years. That's a long time, and he's helped so many patients, and I know that for a fact. So we've been talking about his concerns about the addictions that people are facing today and also ways to deal with these things. So I'm going to give you the floor because you've just shared with me a lot of important information. So with the research that you've done as well as documentation that people can gain access to. So sure. go for it.
All right. Thank you. So we at Huntsville Pharmacy, we started selling CBD oil. Its main three, and this is a component of the industrial hemp plant that is not psychoactive, but has three main functions. It treats sleep disorders, pain, and anxiety. And then there's medicinal cannabis, which has THC, which is psychoactive, and that also has value too for treating health conditions.
I'm going to stop you for a minute. This Huntsmill, now where can people find this?
Sure. Huntsmill Pharmacy is now a second pharmacy on Main Street in Clinton. Clinton Pharmacy, which has been established there for 50 years,
right.
is right down the road from us. We're in Bill Healy's old Irish Crystal shop.
Really?
Yeah, if you're walking the path from the parking lot closest to Main Street in Clinton, we have a ramp going up to the pharmacy. Please feel free to take the ramp, come in and say hi. We've been there since March, open to the public since September.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know he was there anymore.
I know.
Because I have done business with him a couple times.
Oh, he has a great following. And they still come in, and I direct them to him.
Okay, so he's still in town. Not
I think he's up at Two Country Club Drive. Hope you don't mind me telling people, Bill. Up there by ShopRite and Hawk Point Golf Course.
Oh, in that area. Oh, that's fascinating.
I think he's working out of his home still.
Okay. And so you have that space right there on Main Street.
Yes.
That is awesome. Yeah. Okay, so tell us about – so it's Hunts Mill.
Right.
And you have that whole space? That was a big
– Yeah, we have the whole space. I guess it's about 2,400 to 2,800 feet. And, we do compounding. We have OTCs, just like any other pharmacy. We're just starting out, so, if you need something, call me first. The number is 855-612-1387.
Okay.
And please avail yourself of my private website. The store website is still in production. My private website is rifesaver.com. Imagine the old Lifesaver candies.
Okay. So it's called...
Take the L off, put the R on, and you have Rifesaver. And we'll get into where I got the word rife from later.
Okay.
I first developed this passion with dealing with the public, aside from my strict duties as a pharmacist, when I learned of the incidence of Lyme disease in Hunterdon County. Without going into it in too much detail, I became impassioned by the lack of diagnosis and treatment for that illness. I don't really blame the medical community. It's an insidious disease. It's very similar to another famous illness due to a spirochete called syphilis, which was called the first great imitator. Lyme is the second great imitator. And it has the same limitations that syphilis does. It is transmitted sexually. It's transmitted from mothers to their unborn children. So after a couple of generations, everybody has Lyme. I sincerely believe in my heart everybody has Lyme. You have it. I have it. All you listeners have it. In many cases, it'll produce a 5-centimeter or roughly 2.5-inch diameter rash in the back of the head, above the hairline, below that occipital bone. It causes drenching night sweats, numbness, tingling in the fingers. Your temperature won't be higher than 97.5. Memory issues, sleep issues, pain, especially in the joints, without going into too much detail. That's what got me impassioned about talking to people, because the more I talk to them, the more I learn about this illness. It's not being taught in medical schools the way it should. It's AIDS light. It's transmitted by sex, mosquitoes, biting flies, anything that will exchange bodily fluids with you. Spider bites, insect bites. The most beautiful bullseye I ever saw was the yellow jacket bite in a young boy's back. So anyway, that's where I developed this passion for realizing I need to get with the public. That leads us now into the CBD and medicinal cannabis aspect. So I started selling CBD oil and discovered that there was a lot of confusion. First of all, a lot of people think because it comes from the marijuana plant, you're going to get high. It comes from industrial hemp, which is a variant of cannabis sativa, but it's not the variant that is marijuana, which has a high dose of THC.
Yeah, move up a little bit, just in case.
So I started learning on my own. I found that Pennsylvania offered a 4-hour certificate course for their pharmacists to become dispensing pharmacists of medicinal cannabis in the marijuana dispensaries in Pennsylvania. And then recently I learned that New York had the same certificate course. I took the 4-hour certificate course there. I could now be dispensing pharmacist in Pennsylvania because I have a New Jersey and pharmacy license in Pennsylvania. I don't have one in New York, but I'm not afraid to get one.
Yeah.
But I was alarmed that New Jersey doesn't have a certificate program for pharmacists and has no pharmacists at these sites at all. So, I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, I can see that you would be. as you pointed out, the interaction of drugs with different CBD or anything like that, as it interacts with other drugs in your system, could really get people out of whack, I would guess.
Absolutely.
So, what are you've done some research. You've gotten some your certifications. What kind of research can people be reviewing in order to learn more about what you're sharing with us?
Okay. Well, for one thing, I did a PowerPoint presentation at the local library, the Hunterdon County Library North Chapter on Halstead Street in Clinton some weeks back, and I presented that on my website, rifesaver.com. It has three tabs there, Lyme, CBD, medicinal cannabis, and Rife. If you go to the CBD and medicinal cannabis button, there'll be a PowerPoint presentation there. that represents the information I pulled from the Pennsylvania certificate course I took. Now that I've taken the New York course, I'm going to present an improved version which incorporates the best aspects of both those programs. And having presented both programs into one, I'd like to make that the New Jersey program, representing the best of both. Wow. In that effort, I approached the Board of Pharmacy of New Jersey. They directed me to contact the New Jersey medicinal cannabis people. On the way there, I talked to the New Jersey Pharmaceutical Association. I talked to Mary Bridgman, who is one of the seven panelists of the New Jersey Medical Marijuana Program. And all of them directed me to contact the commissioner, the health commissioner of the state of New Jersey, Sharif Elnahal. So I requested an audience with him where I can discuss in detail how I'd like to use a platform that's already established amongst pharmacists for purposes of counseling called MTM, Medical Therapeutic Management, where we could sit down either as part of the pharmacy or an independent medical therapeutic management pharmacist to talk to people about the use of these products when they get them from the New Jersey dispensaries.
Yeah, that's right. Now, when you gave the program at the library, did many people attend it?
There were about 20 people there. Right. Part of the problem was I tried to advertise it on Facebook, but it's still considered a Class 1 substance by the IRS, despite the fact that the FDA has given approval to Epidiolex, which is a solution of cannabidiol that is available for treating Dravet syndrome, the epilepsy syndrome I alluded to earlier that treated Charlotte Figge. And there's three other products, Sesamex, Sativex. All of these are marijuana-based products. Well, not marijuana, excuse me, cannabidiol-based products that the FDA has given approval to. So it sounds like the government's talking out of both sides of its mouth.
It really does. What was the reaction from the people who did attend the program?
There were one or two there that knew a lot more than I did. Which is what I love about talking to people.
Wow.
I always end up learning more. And there were a lot of people that were confused, but they caught on real quick.
Yeah.
The next day, I sold out of CBD oil, so apparently we got the word across. I actually ran a skit that night, pulled people from the audience to run the show, and it was well received.
Yeah. For heaven's sakes.
We need to have medical schools create programs for educating future doctors on the use of CBD and medicinal cannabis. We also need to have greater education in our medical schools for the diagnosis and treatment of Lyme disease. There's woefully the similar amount of disinformation and lack of proper management of tick-borne illness. And I think it's due to lack of education. I really would like to see the medical schools pick up the slack.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming our doctors. They're on our team. They're doing the best job they can. But I don't think they're getting enough support from the medical academy.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I work in the pet industry and have for over 40 years. And even in nutrition, veterinarians don't learn as much about nutrition as they should. They have so much they have to learn that sometimes they don't get into the nutrition. And now the CBD is now being used with pets as well.
Yes.
And that started, I learned about it about a year ago, but it probably was been happening. I was kind of behind the times, but it's probably been into the marketplace for over 2 years at this point, maybe close to three for the pets.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a whole growing area, too, for different ailments that pets may have.
Absolutely. In fact, we use CBD products made by Stanley Brothers in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very high CBD rich and very low in THC. As long as you have less than 0.3% THC, it's legal. And we sell a product called Paws, PAWS, which is specifically made for dogs.
That's interesting. Yeah. Wow. So you mentioned a place in Colorado. I saw a program on TV not too long ago about the producers of these kinds of products, and I guess there aren't that very many that even have that capability, I guess, from what I've learned.
Right.
Briefly.
And part of that problem was the hemp was not legal except in two states. Colorado was one, and I think Tennessee was the other. Tennessee or Kentucky, I can't remember. But anyway, anybody who's using CBD today, the product came from one of those two states.
Yeah.
Now, Governor Murphy signed into law the Hemp Farm Bill in New Jersey in November, and President Trump signed it December 20th nationally. But New Jersey, for example, is going to run a one-year pilot program of hemp cultivation, strictly controlled, before they'll allow anyone access to a few licenses that'll be available at the end of the year so they can cultivate hemp. So even though it's expensive now, the price will come down, the quality will get better. But what I think is really important, it's being missed, especially here in New Jersey, is two things. The ratio of CBD to THC, which is terribly important, and the route of administration, which is very important. I don't recommend people smoking pot, the combustion products, the liabilities associated with those contaminants is well known, the effect on lung function is well known, and you destroy a lot of the other compounds in the cannabis plant that are useful. The medical marijuana has 400 components in it, 113 that affect the most widely spread receptor site system in our body called the endocannabinoid system. We actually make two marijuana-like products in our body.
Is that so?
One is anandamide, and the other is 2-AG, short for 2-arachidonoyl glycerol. Yeah, that's why we say 2-AG.
Yeah.
And that anandamide is similar to THC in that it causes a high. It's Sanskrit word for joy. And when you eat chocolate and you feel good, or you get that runner's high, that's your anandamide level being raised. And what CBD does is it prevents fatty acid amide hydrolase, the enzyme that breaks down anandamide, from breaking it down. So you get a higher than usual level of anandamide. You have a higher than usual feeling of feeling good. It treats depression. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, So depression, aches and pains.
Anxiety. Sleep, pain. And that's why we can take the pressure off the opioids. You know, I went and took a course recently, opioids and Lyme disease. We talked very little bit about Lyme disease, but a lot about opioids. Opioids don't really take away the pain. They merely make you feel better about having it.
Is that so?
Yeah. That was very hard for me to wrap my arms around.
Yeah.
But the pain is still there. What cannabidiol does is it treats the pain, and with the right ratio of THC, doesn't just treat pain. A ratio of 20 or 30 to 1 treats epilepsy, and the Epidiolex product being made by GW Pharmaceuticals will do that with a 100 milliliter solution of cannabidiol. But the right ratio of THC to CBD can treat spasticity and multiple sclerosis. It's 1-to-1.
Yeah.
So now you have one part CBD, one part THC, and the multiple sclerosis spasticity is better.
Wow. Very interesting. I'm going to break for some more words from some of our sponsors, and we're going to come back to you because I know there's a few more things we need to cover before the end of the program.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business and watching. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my guest is Frank Clark, who is a pharmacist who has a man. He is a man with a mission. And so what I'd like to do is to continue this discussion on the issues that the medical issues that people are experiencing that need, that where they and where they can get help and advice, and that you're the guy to call. So let's talk about how you help your how you work with a client or a patient, and how you help them, and how they can get a hold of you, and what they can expect. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're terrific. I'm so impressed.
Thank you.
With
Thank
what
you.
You're doing.
You're
so.
Easily impressed. I like that about you.
Oh. No.
All right. Well, basically, we do a lot of face-to-face. It starts with somebody coming in, not knowing we were there. And then I start pouring honey in their ear about CBD oil and mm-hmm. And Lyme disease. And inevitably, it leads to a longer discussion, and I end up handing out handouts. All of them are on my website. Again, please make use of that website. It's going to get better and better, but it's rifesaver.com.
So it's rifesaver.com.
Yep. .com.
Okay.
I do have handouts. You're welcome to come to the store. We could talk. If you want, you could fax me a list of your medications and your phone number. I'll try to and let me know if you want to use CBD oil or if you want to use THC, if you want to use a ratio. We could talk about routes of administration. Again, it's important that you know that if you swallow your CBD oil, a very small amount of it becomes bioavailable. Most of it gets beat up or destroyed, metabolized by the liver, and that along the way it can play with some of your other medications you might be taking. So if you're going to take CBD, I'd recommend you take it sublingually. Vaping, we're kind of getting away from vaping. I think the government's cutting down on it because of the access to it by our youth, and they're using it in ways that aren't the best ways. And also there's some contaminants in these vaping solutions, these solvents, propylene glycol, not a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite is either to use a tincture, which is not for people in recovery from alcohol, and my favorite, therefore, is the oil, which can be very rich in THC.
Mm-hmm.
And the Stanley Brothers, for example, makes one that's 60 milligrams per milliliter of CBD, and you only need maybe a fraction of that, 12 or 13 or 14 milligrams at most, to get a good effect. And again, putting it under the tongue three times a day for anxiety or pain, or once a bigger dose at night, 2 hours before sleep. These are useful.
I want to talk a little bit about vaping, because I'm not clear on what the abuses are with the vaping products. And I know that there was just in the news today that the government's thinking about shutting down. Is it New Jersey or the federal government?
It's all over the federal government.
Federal. So there's some question about the overuse by kids.
Yes.
What's happening with that?
I'm still learning myself, but I'm speaking from the limited amount of information I know to this point, but apparently there's vaping which uses a reservoir that's filled with a solvent that was used to extract the ingredients. Sometimes they're extracted with CO2, which is better than extracting it with propylene glycol.
Okay.
And then there's the e-cigarette that uses a cartridge. It was my understanding, but now people tell me that understanding is not correct, that the cartridges were better because they weren't using propylene glycol. They were using better solvents.
Wow.
But the fact of the matter is that the vaping is also being used for nicotine-containing products like tobacco or mm-hmm. also cannabis, marijuana. I'd rather see them vape it than smoke it, but I'd rather see them use it under the guidance of professional consultants,
right.
and that their route of administration would be taken into consideration. Some who have long-term needs, more chronic needs, would need to take it in an edible. It'll blunt the effect of the THC, which makes you high, and it'll make it last longer. But other people need it to work quicker. These people should take it under their tongue.
Yeah.
But the ratio, again, is so important. And the strain of cannabis is important, too. Israel's leading the research on this, by the way. They have a variant of a strain in Israel that treats colon cancer but won't treat prostate cancer. And another strain that will treat prostate cancer but won't treat colon cancer.
Oh.
And they're leading the world in research for treating breast cancer with cannabis. This is going to be a game changer. This is going to be a big threat to the pharmaceutical companies unless they get into this. And I'm a little concerned that the pharmaceutical industry is going to take a kind of a hammer and nail approach. For example, the cannabidiol products they're taking are a pure isolate of cannabidiol. And that's the thinking of the pharmaceutical company, and it's been good to us up till now. It's purely cannabidiol. But the problem is, or the observation is, that cannabidiol is just one instrument in a symphony of products.
Yeah.
The marijuana plant has flavonoids, terpenes, all these other compounds that together make beautiful music. If you take the cannabidiol isolate and compare it to cannabidiol used with the hemp extract, which has some of these other instruments in its orchestra, this product will work better than the pure isolate. So we need to study these more. There's a flavonoid in the cannabis plant that's 30 times more powerful than aspirin for treating pain due to inflammation, and you don't have a single death of cannabis ever. So you won't have a death from using this flavonoid.
Yeah.
You don't have an allergic reaction, and it works 30 times better.
Wow. Well, you talk about cutting edge. It sounds to me like you are really on that cutting edge, and it's...
I'm a man of passion when I see things at work.
Wow. I think it disturbs me to know that there are these centers where people can buy the cannabis without a pharmacist on hand.
And when they get home, now in New York, they go through the route of administration discussion, and they have various forms. You can vape it. You can get a patch. You can get edibles. You can get tinctures. You can get oils. And they have it down to how many milligrams of each is in which product. So they're concerned about the ratio and diligent about it. In New Jersey, what are you supposed to do when I get this bud? Am I going to go home? Nobody has a magical butter machine unless they spend $174 to buy it online.
Right.
They're going to smoke it.
Yeah, interesting. You know, I know people that take a lot of pills. And I know people that may have heart issues while at the same time having problems with their nerves and their back and walking and depression. You're talking about it could be 5, 6, 7, 8 different pills that somebody like that might have to take. They need to show you all those medications to see how they're going to interact with one another, as well as with any other substances that you can offer them to make them help them feel better. It's just amazing. So people can call you up. They can send you an email. What was your email address?
Oh, yeah. My business email address is F, as in Frank, Clark, C-L-A-R-K, at Hunts, H-U-N-T-S, Mill, M-I-L-L, rx.com.
rx.
Incidentally, my hours at the pharmacy are fairly short because we're just starting out. It's 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. I'm off on the weekends.
You are. Okay. So the best thing to do would be to make an appointment with you.
Sure.
And the phone number that is for doing that, what is the phone number?
The phone number was 855-612-1387.
1387.
And the fax number is the same number. It ends in 8 instead of 7.
Okay, so it's the fax is 1388.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I think if we can get this information, even from the program, spread out to others, you can certainly capture the, hopefully the video will work on my Facebook page. It's supposed to be live right now. And it's live now on the as a podcast. And it's being recorded in the archives.
Good.
So I think you and I, what I'm going to do is send out the link to the Facebook live program. I'll send that link out to people that I know through LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Are you on LinkedIn?
Yes.
Yeah, so on that I can actually do that, and I can also put it on my personal Facebook page too, because I think people need to hear this.
They do. We need a television commercial. I mean, you see on the TV commercial all the time, here, take this drug. It'll do this. It'll give you this modest benefit. For example, what is it? I think it's Humira or Neulasta.
Yeah,
94% improvement if you take it. Well, that's because it takes the improvement is 17%. It takes the improvement from 1% to 17%. That's a small improvement, but you have to worry about all these other immune compromise related issues. Now, I didn't mention it, but cannabidiol is also cardioprotective and neuroprotective. It helps people with stroke. There are two receptor sites in the body in this endocannabinoid system, CB1 and CB2. CB1 mostly in the brain, but also in the peripheral, but mostly in the brain.
Yeah.
And that's where anandamide has its greatest effect. CB2 receptors are mostly in the peripheral system on the immune cells. So when you take anything that will stimulate these two receptors, which is in this medicinal cannabis plant, and then cannabidiol doesn't affect the CB1 and CB2 receptors explicitly. But when you take these other hemp extract components, it affects all these systems, and it increases your immune response and protects your brain.
Yeah.
The CB2 receptors that are innervated in the brain protect you from stroke and other central nervous system issues, and in the peripheral system as well.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on.
It's amazing. I don't even know what to say. It's so exciting to hear all of this.
I'm excited to see it unfold, but I'm impatient, and I have OCD.
Yeah.
I'm functional, I think, but I have OCD. So once I latch on to something, it's hard to get off it.
Yeah.
I just see that if we don't have this oversight in our dispensaries here in New Jersey, it's a matter of time before someone gets hurt or worse.
Exactly. And then it gets a bad name after that.
Exactly.
So.
We don't need that for something that has so much to offer and so little to hurt us.
Yeah.
There's never been a single death from cannabis, either the psychoactive marijuana form or the hemp form, ever in history.
Ever. You know, it's funny, we usually watch TV during dinner, and that's when all the commercials come in for all these drugs. And I swear, every night I say to my husband, there's another drug I never heard of. They just don't stop. But then they list all of the side effects that are detrimental, and it's like, why would you even take some of these things?
I know.
And it makes you wonder.
Yep, and we have to mention in the same breath about all these wonderful things about it, that medicinal cannabis can give rise to a condition called cannabis abuse disorder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our new term for addiction is now substance abuse disorder, and specifically related to cannabis abuse disorder. But it's fairly rare, and it usually comes from taking too much THC. Hey, if you take too much water, you'll die. There was a woman in the UK who died because she washed all her electrolytes out, and the heart needed them, and she passed away.
I think I saw that. I was going to check my time. We still have time yet.
Okay.
That's so in moderation and someone like you. I can't imagine that at this point there are many people out there, even in New Jersey, that would have as broad a knowledge as you've developed.
Yeah. I had the advantage, again, of my employer having me sell the CBD oil that she believed in. And then, you know, I have this OCD thing. Sometimes I can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
I start to get too tiny. But the more I learned about this, the more I learned I don't know enough.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's all these other players, the terpenes, the flavonoids, and how they interact, and the ratio. And Israel's leading this, and they are so far ahead of us. We need to get this research going in our country.
That's what's fascinating, too, to hear about what they're doing over there. My goodness. Well, let's see. I want to see if there's we still have a few more minutes. So is there other information that you can share with the listeners?
Yep. With Lyme disease.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's a good one.
Lyme disease, it's another huge health issue in this country. I believe what ILADS says, the International Lyme Associated Disease Society, all those doctors, they know what they're talking about. They're on one end of the pole. On the other end of the pole is ITSA, the International, the Infectious Disease Society of America. I don't believe what these people say. They're on the other side of the pole. You be the judge, you folks. You go out there and look at it. But Dr. Buroscano, Dr. Horowitz, Dr. Stricker, and others that are too numerous to mention in ILADS, ILADS.org, believe anything they tell you. It's underdiagnosed and undertreated. But as far as Lyme disease, you can't stay on antibiotics all your life, and it's a lifelong illness. There's no cure for it.
Wow.
It goes dormant. Yeah. It has three forms: cell wall form, cell wall deficient, and cystic. Symptoms in the first two, no symptoms in the cystic. No one antibiotic treats all three, so it's like a shell game. Where is it hiding?
Yeah.
And it isn't exclusively hiding under one shell. It's spread out. But if you treat it with cell wall drugs, it goes deeper into the cell wall deficient form, harder to treat. And finally, if you chase it enough in the first two, it goes to the cystic form where there's no symptoms, you think you're cured. But there's a book out called Cannabis for Lyme Disease and Related Conditions by Shelley White. That book is a must read. She was ready to kill herself until she found cannabis with the THC in it, but the ratio, again, is important. You don't have to have a lot of THC. You don't have to be high. But the cannabidiol, the CBD with THC, is about the closest thing to a fix for Lyme disease that we have. You can't stay on the antibiotics the rest of your life. Oh, very important. For Lyme disease currently, olive leaf extract. Go to my site, please, and look up that document. This is being used by Lyme-literate doctors. It's getting hard to find now because the word is out. This is an over-the-counter antibiotic, antifungal, antiviral, even kills small parasites like Babesia. You know, Lyme disease is more like a syndrome. Lyme is the thumb. Then you have Babesia, which is like malaria. Bartonella, which is like cat scratch fever. Dr. Escal in Flemington doing world-renowned research on that.
Wow.
Mycoplasma and Ehrlichiosis. In my family, all of us had Lyme and Babesia. I think 80% of people with Lyme have Babesia, but doctors don't test for it. If you're going to a doctor for Lyme, have them check you for all five, and there are other players too, paroviruses and the like. But make sure you get Babesia tested, because I think 80% of people have that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But olive leaf extract, if you take a dose of the active ingredient oleuropein in a strength of 80 to 100 milligrams in one shot, once a day, for 6 weeks, anecdotally we found you get into remission from Lyme. If you have central nervous system issues like migraines, cognitive impairment, can't remember things, you can't sleep, bump it up 50%, 120 to 150 milligrams, again in one dose, every day for 6 weeks, and your migraines go away. I have a personal testimony of a man named Mark on my website in that document.
Wow.
Under Lyme.
Now, if we're running out of time, I have to turn to check the
sure.
clock is here. We should have a clock up on the wall here. But it's... It would seem to me that there are people that just need to hire you as a consultant to review all of this. Are you in a position where you can provide consulting services to people?
I would love to do that. I'm not allergic to money.
Okay.
But I would like to take the pressure off of people's out-of-pocket. I know they're struggling. We're all struggling. If I could find a way to bill to their insurance company, I would love to be a consultant. Otherwise, I'm not terribly busy at the store. If I can help you free of charge until I can't be doing it free of charge anymore, I'm happy to do it. Come by, and for my part, I will explore the MTM platform or other platforms and see if maybe there's a CPT, a procedural code, that allow me to bill your insurance company and take the pressure off of you paying out of pocket. But come and beat me up while it's free.
Yeah.
And if I get so many people coming to me that I really need to ask for a donation, for example, I'll make it modest.
Yeah.
And I just want to help you out. I don't want anybody to get hurt.
All right. The other thing, too, is there are many networking organizations out there that are always looking for speakers, and that might be something for you and I. In fact, you and I can talk about that.
That'd be great.
You know, offline.
I just
because I think you need to get in front of a bunch of people.
I would love to. I just bought a screen for that purpose and a projector and a laptop.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's really... Okay, and then one last thing, and I think we're going to have to finish up. I have to check my time. Tell me, what does RIFE stand for?
Oh, in the 1920s at La Jolla Clinic in California, Royal Raymond Rife, a fellow with a microscope and a researcher, cured 14 terminally ill cancer patients with a Rife machine. This is a machine that has a plasma bulb filled with an inert gas, and like argon, noble gas, that shoots out photons. These are the horses. On those photons, he has frequency generators that produce a certain frequency that is targeting a specific microbe, and therefore it has a mortal oscillatory rate associated with the frequency, which when it sits on the photon and goes out 50 feet from this plasma bulb, kills that microbe. He cured everything from cancer to the common cold. There's a book out called The Cancer Cure That Worked by Barry Linus. It's a must-read.
Wow. Okay.
The Cancer Cure That Worked. Second book, The Cure for All Diseases. The American Medical Association's Morris Fishbein took this therapy away. Under mysterious circumstances, doctors that supported it were poisoned to death. His laboratory was burnt down, and a lot of his research lost. But a fellow by the name of Bare, B-A-R-E, started pulling it all together, and now it's being used by Lyme disease sufferers because you can't stay on antibiotics the rest of your life.
That's right.
And I know of a fellow who used it who had metastatic cancer, and he's a seven-year survivor today. His name is Paul.
Okay.
Another fellow was weeks away from death with pancreatic cancer, used this treatment, lived 2.5 years like you and I before.
I wish I had that for my father. That's what he passed away from.
Yeah.
We're going to have to finish up here. Let's just, Frank Clark is available at Hunts Mill RX in Clinton, New Jersey. And what's the address on Main Street?
14 Main Street, Clinton, New Jersey.
14-08809. Okay. And the phone number, I'll repeat it, is 855-612-1387. And their website is rifesaver.com. What else am I missing? Any?
I think you got it.
Okay. And you're there from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Correct.
And someone can call you for an appointment to really go over a whole list of their their current meds and make sure there's no conflict. And you'll be in a position, I'm sure, to recommend, based on whatever their aches and pains are and their concerns, you'd be able to help them out.
Happy to do so.
So I love it. So I want to thank all of you for listening to our program today. I thought this was really exciting and very interesting. And please share this information with your friends. Capture the link on the Facebook page as well as on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. They sponsor this program. We're the voice of business in Hunterdon County and beyond. And you'll be, I think, delighted with what you will have learned by looking into this a little bit further. So, Frank, I want to thank you for being here today.
You're great.
I wish you well, and we'll get you come back.
Super.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The partial shutdown of the federal government is entering its second month with no realistic end in sight. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the shutdown has to end soon.
I think the president put forward a good, reasonable compromise, and if the Democrats don't like it, that's fine, that's their prerogative, but put forward something that's realistic, that doesn't start with no wall.
Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky was closed amid security concerns after a video was released over the weekend. The video appears to show students from the high school mocking an elderly Native American, although after the entire video was released, that, in fact, was not the case. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the media is at fault here for breaking the story without getting their facts straight.
It's been a rough overall week for the media. When the president says that fake news is the enemy of the people, this is those examples that he points to show that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Oscar nominees are revealed. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the big ones.
The nominees for Best Picture, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. Actor Kumail Nanjiani naming off the nominees for Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Yalitza Aparicio in Roma. Glenn Close in The Wife. Olivia Colman in The Favorite. Lady Gaga in A Star is Born. And Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
And actress Tracy Ellis Ross named off the nominees for Best Actor in a Leading Role.
Christian Bale in Vice. Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born. Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. Rami Malek in Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen in Green Book.
The 91st Annual Academy Awards will be in Hollywood on February 24th.
For more stories, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump's latest immigration plan was quickly denounced by Democrats within hours of the president releasing it. The plan would have provided protections for children brought to the United States illegally by their parents. Linda Vega is an immigration attorney. She has more details on the plan.
This plan, this three-year
reprieve
by the president, right, would offer them the opportunity to adjust their status to permanent residency or to continue studying in this country or to actually work and pay taxes. So it's a great offer for a starting point.
Vega represents some of the children brought here illegally and tells Fox News.
It's frustrating for them. They're full of anger. They're full of fear. They don't know whether they're going to have to leave the